Let's bring in the two stars of Dragon's Den, the real stars of Dragon's Den, Peter Jones and Duncan, what does he say, Ballantyne.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Here they are. Oh, there's lovely Duncan. What a handsome man.
Yeah, good, thank you.
Morning, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Comedy Dave.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
And you seem excited.
Well, I am excited to see you.
We've not seen each other for a while.
No. And he lives near me.
Ah, I do.
Nice. Oh, you live near him.
I live even closer to you now, but I'll tell you that later.
Ooh. And morning, Duncan.
Good morning, how are you?
What did you say? Peter?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, I'm fine, thank you very much. I like it when Duncan comes on, because when you see him on Dragon's Den, he's got a face like a slapped ass, and he goes, oh, I don't see the point of it. I love that. And then he comes in here,
and he's
he has a laugh.
Yeah.
Look at that smile, look at that big smile, look at him.
Chris, just seeing you makes me smile. Makes
Is
me
that
laugh.
Right?
Every time I see
in a good
you.
Way?
Yeah, in a good way,
right.
Of course.
Okay, all right, very nice. You look very brown. You been away?
I've been at my villa in France, yeah.
Oh,
just got back yesterday.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
She'd come over there sometime, spend some time with me.
He said you should come over sometime and spend some time with him.
Well, I'd like to go to the villa. Why don't I go to the villa when you're busy working here?
Okay, September.
Have you got HD telly?
Yeah, HD. Sky Plus.
Whoa, I tell you. Mm. Whoa,
all the mod cons.
You got a fridge?
Yeah.
Wow. Water dispenser?
Everything.
Swimming pool?
Of course.
Oh, electric gates?
Heated.
Heated gates?
Heated gates!
It stops you your hands getting cold if you have to push them open.
You know, you've got
to
open your gates
like
in the winter.
That.
Very
Chris,
nice.
Chris, why is there a screen in front of me and Peter with Theo Pufisi's picture on it?
Because we always like to have a picture, a friendly picture to welcome you in. So we thought we'd put Theo, my children's inheritance, on there.
He looks really mean, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Theo.
Yeah.
There he is. Look at him.
Gary shot.
He's trying to look moody.
Quite evil.
That's his photo shoot for Attitude, Business Attitude magazine.
You know, he looks a little bit like Dracula on that photo, I think.
I think he is, actually.
How is Theo? Is he well?
He doesn't look like that. He's got hair there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. See, they're off
He's
now,
getting
look.
Less and less each year.
Mm. So let's talk about the new Dragon's Den. Let's talk about the dragons. So obviously you two stay, because there'd be no show without you two.
Thank you, Chris.
You know, the two of you and Evan. Welcome to Dragon's Den. We're over here, Evan. Sorry. Without him and you two, there'd be no show. So, Deborah stays?
Yeah. Yeah, we like Deborah.
Lovely Deborah Mean.
Yeah, we like Deborah.
And Theo obviously stays. God love him.
Yep.
And James Caan has gone.
Who?
James Caan. Guys, he sat on the end.
Oh, next to you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. I remember, yeah.
There's a fellow on the right who occasionally go, hello.
Yeah.
I'm James. Let me tell you where I am. I'm here. Okay, thank you.
Who's this new dragon, then? Who's the scary-looking lady on the advert?
I heard Hillary. You before try to pronounce her last name. It's DeVay.
Oh, DeVay.
Hillary DeVay.
Not Devi.
No, not Devi.
DeVay.
DeVay.
It's Davy, innit?
Yeah.
It's Davy.
Yeah, it's like Heisen's bouquet, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Did you know how to pronounce her name? Peter Jones?
I actually said Davy, I think, or Devi.
Yeah, she told us how to pronounce
it.
Oh, did she now? Is she scary?
Yeah.
Is she as scary as she looks on the telly, on the advert? Because she's got scary-looking eyes, I think.
Well, you think she is, don't you? But I don't think she's scary, actually.
Yeah, she's very scary. You've got to watch for her itchy foot.
Oh, really?
She has an itchy foot?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, when she loses her temper, her foot itches.
Really?
Yeah, she says to the contestant, you make me have an itchy foot. You give me an itchy foot. I said, what's that all about? I just want to kick them.
Oh, dear.
Blimey.
Oh, I tell you. Now, did you know her before you filmed with her?
No.
No?
No, never heard of her.
You weren't at, like, the same business clubs?
No, she'd been on television, though. She'd done something... Was it Hotel Inspector or something?
No, the business...
Secret Millionaire or something?
No, she did that.
Did she do that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's not a secret anymore. Do you know what I think they should have on Dragon's Den? Someone who's got no money, right?
Yeah. Someone just who blags it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they sit there and they go through the motions, you know, and they really get to the end and they go, actually, do you know what? I've changed my mind about. Oh, really? Can I ask why? Yeah, I've got no money.
Now I'm skint.
Yeah.
That'd be funny, yeah.
It's a bit like the opposite of Duncan, who's got loads of money, but doesn't invest in anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hope you've invested in something in this series.
No.
Right, brilliant.
So it's a whole series. Have you filmed a lot of it? Or have you sort of done half of it?
No, we've done the lot, finished. I haven't seen it. Duncan's seen the first programme. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Is it good?
First one's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the show. I love Dragon's Den.
It's been going on a long time, hasn't it?
This is the ninth series?
ninth series since 2004 or five.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you look at, well, you've got younger, Duncan, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I'm taking younger pills.
Oh, hang on. Says you, Peter. When you were on there, it was like, look at this guy. This guy's obviously been around the block many, many years in business. I think you were about 30 when he started. Looked about 55.
I think I've aged badly. I think Duncan's aged brilliantly.
Well, he has. What you need is a villa in France with heated gates.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The guy's, his hands are never cold.
He doesn't even have to wear gloves when he opens the gates in the winter. He's got heated gates.
Duncan.
We've got a lovely little text in, by the way. I've got to read you this. Morning, Chris and the team. I recently met Duncan at one of his hotels. I was on honeymoon with my wife, Katie, and when we're in the lift, Duncan asked if he could see our room, as it had only just been finished. So all excited, we agreed, and we showed him around our room at 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And he was very nice. Only when he left the room did we realise that my underwear and cheap bottles of Carver that we brought with us were lying around on the floor. Can you apologise to Duncan for me and thank him for a fantastic honeymoon, says Adam in Canterbury.
The room was a mess, Adam. There was stuff all over the place. Well, I had to wade through it to look at the room.
But that's how it should be, though, right? You know?
But thanks. They were lovely, actually. Lovely couple.
That's very sweet.
What are you doing going up to a room at 11 o'clock at night?
Mm. I just opened 3 new superior rooms and I hadn't seen them. It's the first time I'd seen them.
But couldn't you see them during the day?
And actually, it wasn't 11 o'clock at night.
Oh.
And
after a few drinks.
I met them in the lift. And I was going to go and look at their room secretly. And I said, what room are you going to? It's 34. I said, oh, I haven't seen that one. Can I have a look? They said, yeah. I went in. What a tip.
Why do you want to see the room, Duncan?
Oh, I just want to make sure the telly's still attached to the wall.
It's a great big gaping hole in the wall. Yeah. They've got a massive telly-shaped bag in the corner.
Throwing the Corby trouser press out the window, rock and roll style.
Do you have trouser presses in your hotel?
Yes, of course, you have to.
Really? Yeah. Is it the law?
No, you can't have 4 stars without a trouser. It's pathetic. The rules on star system is really antiquated.
That's not true, is it?
You could have the most beautiful room, and you can never get 5 stars unless you have a trouser press.
Are you serious?
Honest to God, yeah.
Trouser press in a swimming pool, isn't it?
Does that rule apply to, like, fitness centres and gyms? Because I once stayed in the hotel and they said the reason we're not a 5 star is because we don't have a gym, we don't have a fitness centre.
Oh, rubbish.
Oh, okay, all right.
Rubbish.
Okay.
You have to have 2 chairs, you have to have a desk, things like that. It's just silly rules.
That's very silly. Silly rules.
And do you buy the trouser presses, then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
What do you think?
What do you think? He nicks them?
I'm just thinking
he meets a fella at the midnight under a bridge with a bag full of trouser presses.
There you go, jobs are good. And
nobody uses them.
I've never used one.
I've tried to iron a shirt in one once.
Yeah?
It's better than not ironing a shirt.
Well, you can put it in and press it.
Yeah.
You haven't pressed that one.
No, you're right.
There you go.
Look at that.
No, you're right. This is a rush job this morning.
Just while there's radio.
I could have done with one of those presses this morning.
You could have done.
I have to put 2 together.
What, 2?
2 trouser presses, 1 right. leg in each.
Sure.
Your legs are not that big.
They're quite long.
What leg are you?
35 inch.
Oh, same as me.
Yeah,
so.
And me.
Same as you.
35. Well, do you know what? I'm more.
That's your total height.
Oh, no, hang on, not 35.
34. 34 and a half.
29, actually, that's what I am, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. You know what they say about men with short legs?
No.
Short trousers.
Mm.
That's what it is. Do you like that Duncan little joke there?
Yeah, very funny.
Do you know, a pair of your shorts would probably fit us as long trousers. My legs.
Sorry, what was that?
A pair of Peter's shorts would probably fit us as long trousers.
You use them as a tent.
Yeah.
What socks have we got on today, Peter? Let's have a look at the socks. Let's have a little look. Get your feet up there. Oh, I knew they'd be stripy.
Classics.
Let's have a look on the cameras. Look at these. We're going to zoom in. Look at those PJ socks.
Same on both feet or different?
Can I ask you a question? Are they Peter Jones socks?
They are.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you the only person in Britain who buys Peter Jones socks?
I think so.
Right, okay.
But, actually, I sell 30,000 pairs of socks a month now.
No, you don't.
A month?
You
month.
Do not.
Yeah.
Does he really, Duncan?
No.
No, he
does. I do.
And how many pairs a month do you buy?
29,500.
That's a lot of socks.
Wow. Yeah. We should go into business together with something.
Moyles and Jones.
And Bannatyne. You know?
Bannatyne, Moyles and Jones.
Well, Moyles, Bannatyne and Jones, whatever.
Jones, Bannatyne and Moyles.
Well, hang on a second. You've got Bannatyne, you've got Jones.
Maybe you do it alphabetically, so, yeah, so that you don't get any fraud.
CJB, that's who we could be called.
And that's not alphabetical.
Well, not alphabetical, but BCJ. I'm not bothered. I'm not...
BJC?
Yeah, and that's where we should start with these combinations. Fine. And we should open a range of top-class fish and chip shops. What do you think?
Very good.
Yeah,
do you like that?
Good idea.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. There are many places throughout the UK that don't have good chippers. Mm. Telling you. Mm. Now, Peter, you know you fluked your way into business for many, many years, but Duncan, he started out... He had ice cream vans. Oh, there's a lot of profit. Ice cream van. A lot of profit. I got the van. And you got the ice cream. I sell ice cream for a van. Got a very high profit margin. It's true, though, isn't it?
Yeah, 85% margin.
85%.
85%.
85%. That's right. You got ice cream. I make an ice cream. Yeah, sell the ice cream. 85%. It's true.
Mm, a lot of profit.
I've always wanted an ice cream. I say this every time you come in. I've always wanted an ice cream van, and I've always wanted to own a car wash.
A car wash?
Yeah, I think there's money to be made in car washes.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. Car washes.
What about a car wash where you eat ice cream while you're waiting for your car to
Why not?
Well, so you sell an ice cream, then go in the car wash.
Well, you sell, you know, you give them the ice cream.
While they're waiting.
So while you're cleaning the car, they can eat an ice cream.
That's stupid.
But what's... Whoa. What means stupid?
Well, buy an ice cream and then you're going to have a car wash.
No, you go for a car wash and you're buying ice cream while you're there.
Ice clean.
There you go.
Oh!
There you go. Right.
You like
it's
that?
It's a new business, ice clean.
That's why you're called Comedy Div.
That's right.
I should be in business with you guys.
You laugh now. It's like Trunkies. You know when you turn the Trunkies down?
Yeah. Oh, this always comes up.
It always comes up. You see Trunkies everywhere, Dave.
I know.
I've got three. I don't even have kids.
It doesn't make money.
What doesn't?
The business.
I'm sure. Hang on, listen. What about this, though? The car wash with the ice cream?
With a Trunkie.
No, forget the Trunkies.
The Trunkie.
The car wash and the ice creams. Duncan's thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. You got five guys working on each car. Beautiful.
You've got guys washing the cars.
Yeah. Or girls in bikini, whatever.
Well, no, you're taking it down a different route now, completely.
Bannatyne and Jones.
Yeah.
Ice clean car parlour.
Well, what? Hang on, where's my name in this?
Oh, whatever. Right. Bannatyne, Jones and Moyles, ice clean car parlour.
There you go.
Well, and we wash the cars.
No, we don't name it ourselves. We got other people to do it.
Exactly. You're sitting in a flat in Monaco or whatever, and just wait for the check to come through.
I thought that car washes had been developed, so you didn't need people. You just had brushes.
No, it's all about the hand wash. No, brushes are very bad for the car, Duncan.
Really?
Very bad for the paintwork.
Dominic suggests.
Yes. What did you just write down, Dominic?
He put BJ Car Parlour.
Right.
Which is Bannatyne and Jones.
You can't call it that. You know why?
Why?
Because you're missing out my name. I want a bit of BJ action.
Yeah.
What's happened to my...
BJM.
BJM Car Wash.
Look at that. I like it. Good. Come on, just go with it. Peter always poo-poos my ideas. I've given him loads of ideas over the years.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I used to give him all these ideas and he'd go, yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Eventually, I had to dress up and go on a TV show to be taken seriously. But since that day, listen, my reggae sauce has gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Through the roof.
Through the roof.
Levi.
Lionel Roots, or whatever your name is.
Levi Roots, or Lionel Roots.
Lionel Roots.
Kevin is real name, isn't it?
No, it's Keith,
no,
isn't
Keith.
It?
Keith.
Yeah.
Keith.
Yeah.
Reggae Keith.
That's...
He's an animation now. They're doing an animation on him.
Really?
Because he can't travel all
He's
over the place.
He's literally too busy.
He's too busy, so they're going to animate him and bring dolls out.
Is he a millionaire now?
Yeah.
Oh, and
wow.
Then, so.
Good for him.
His chicken pasta is very nice, actually.
It's
I had
nice,
some in the bought some in the
Still
lake
living
shop.
In a council house, though.
The what?
Still living in his council house.
Was it something about a council house?
He's still living in his council house.
Right, okay.
He won't move out, apparently.
Well, he not. No, he sounds as tight as you, Peter.
He's grounded, though.
He said, this is my roots. I'm staying here.
His Levi roots.
There you go.
I see. Yeah.
Who would blame him?
But on top of that, though, he's bought a massive mansion house down the road. He won't move out of the council flat. He's tunnelled underneath a luxurious gold tunnel with an Aston Martin. He goes down into the tunnel. He drives underneath his 10-bedroom mansion. And there he goes.
Reggae tunnel.
All right, well, look, let's take a break for the news, and then we'll be back with more of the boys. And if you have any questions, by the way, I always like it when people text in. 81199, if you have a question for Peter or Duncan about the show or about Peter's socks, or about...
I've got a question.
Oh, have you? For who?
What happened to the glass of water we were promised?
I don't know. Oh. Who promised you a glass of water?
Well, one of the girls outside, so we went, we'll bring you a glass of water.
Right. Yeah,
Duncan, they'll be fired in 5 minutes.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, would you like a glass, or check this, would you like a plastic cup?
Say plastic.
Anything, I'm just desperate. Just give me some water. Water. Water.
Oh, you're so demanding.
Yeah.
Seriously, this midlife crisis has changed in Duncan. Look at him. Since he hit 40 last month. Look at him going.
Could I have a coffee, please?
Oh, my God. What? What? There's not a motorway service station.
Just a little bit of milk and half a sugar.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Sure, anything else? A little croissant, maybe? A muffin?
Mm. I know you mention it.
Yeah. A croissant would be nice.
Sausage baguette?
Yeah.
Can I have a glass of water as well?
You can have a plastic cup of water.
Thank you.
So you want a water each?
Yeah.
And a croissant, yeah.
You want a croissant?
Yeah. When do we go on air, anyway?
We're going in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right? So, you know, obviously, when we do go on the air, up your game, Peter. Right, back with the boys in a minute.
Am I ready? Am I safe?
Who sings that, Allard?
Emily Sunday.
That's what I said, Emily Sunday.
It's good, that.
Yeah, very nice. And look who's here, ladies and gentlemen, Peter Jones and Duncan Bannatyne.
Talking of very nice.
There you are. That was a very rare moment from Dragon's Den when Duncan laughed. He's at Series 3, Episode 4. Since then, he's been all over the editing process. I don't want to laugh on this one. This is business to me.
Ha ha.
Oh, there you go.
Ha ha.
Oh, sorry. What did you get for me? A sarcastic laugh.
That's it. Yeah.
I bet they're a nightmare now. Peter's in the edit going, can you just show a bit more of my socks? Can you... He goes in wearing specially short trousers, so when he crosses his legs, he builds the whole sock.
Yep.
I know all the tricks.
I do, though.
Yeah, I know all the tricks. So what can we look out for on the new series? Without giving the game away.
What are the good inventions?
Oh, no, not good, but just some of the ideas.
I think it's different this year.
Really?
In what way?
Well, it's
Hillary. Yeah. I think Hillary's definitely changed the dynamic in
this
the
is Hillary Duvet.
Yeah. Hillary Duvet.
Hillary Duvet.
Not, yeah.
And do you know I've given her my seat?
No, you've moved.
Where have you gone to then?
I've moved into the end seat where James Caan was the last time.
No,
hang on. Well, that's a poison chalice because that's where
that's the bad seat. That's the ejector seat, Duncan.
That's where your Aussie man was.
Well, listen, I've got a theory.
Right,
Peter and Deborah and Theo gang up with me.
Yeah,
when they're together. So I moved. So now there's four of them against me.
Right.
So it's a bit more even.
Right.
But you had Farley sat there.
I see what you done
Farley
there.
Was there. He's gone. Khan's there. He's gone.
Yeah.
It's not a good omen.
Yeah, but I'm not gone.
It's not right.
Can't do the programme without me, can I?
Well.
Won't you know.
No, of course not.
They could get rid of the subtitles then, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be so racist.
Next year they're going to call it Duncan Bannatyne's Den and the rest of them.
Wow. Duncan Bannatyne and Chums.
So you had Duncan's Den on TV, didn't you?
Yeah.
On a really TV funny, show.
Yeah.
With Al Murray, wasn't it?
Al Murray, yeah. I was Duncan.
Right.
I played a part of Duncan.
Sure.
It was my den. And people came in front of me and pitched. It was really funny.
All right. I like that.
You still see it on YouTube.
I shall watch it, Duncan. Mm. I shall watch it on the YouTube.
Duncan's Den.
What else are you up to? What other things have you got going on? What's going on in your life, Duncan?
Just the usual. Just living. Just enjoying the life.
Nice.
You know?
Beautiful.
I just did a skydive. You didn't join me. I want you to join
Well,
me.
I couldn't make it that day.
Yeah. No, I could, Peter. Yeah.
No, I couldn't make it due to the fact that I didn't want to go. I was scared.
But funny you should say that because Dominic, our Dominic, just recently was challenged to do a skydive.
Right.
And he went up in the plane, and unfortunately, he never did the jump.
He also came down in the plane.
Mm. Well, that never happens.
But, you it know, did with him.
Well, it's very, very unusual. I went up and there's a couple of guys that were really scared, but you're strapped to someone.
Have you done it before?
That was my second time, and I did it with two times to Ben Parkinson, who's the most seriously injured soldier to return from Afghanistan, who lost his voice and both legs. And the next time I'm doing it with PC David Rathband,
right,
who's a policeman who was blinded by a gunman just over a year ago in the North East of England. So he's blind. Right. He's going to jump up. We're not going to tell him how high it is.
Right. So
they've jumped now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he wants to do this. Fantastic.
So this is when you... So you get attached to someone else.
Yeah.
And then you fall.
You jump out and you...
You free fall.
Mm. Yeah.
For 45 seconds.
Wow.
Feels like an hour.
Does it really?
Then it pulls a parachute.
Now, is it noisy when as you free fall?
No, it's not. The wind is, apparently it's 120 miles an hour coming past you. Mm-hmm. You're just there. And it's just absolutely fantastic. Your face gets contorted.
And you can, and do you open your eyes? Do you watch?
Yeah. Well,
you've got goggles on, don't you?
I wore sunglasses the last time. Because you get sunglasses, attach them at the back of your head so they don't come off. And it's just fantastic to be there. And just like.
And then your man pulls the rope from your parachute. And then...
You're in the parachute, and you see the parachute above you. Mm-hmm. You're coming down the parachute. He's got the full control. As you get to the bottom, you lift your legs.
Yeah.
Because he's going to land, you're not going to land on your feet, and you land.
Bump. See, Dominic, does that not sound like fun now? No, he's saying no.
See, I love the idea of it, but I'm not sure I could do it.
I love the idea of free fall. Peter, well, could you do that?
No, he asked me. I couldn't do it.
I'd love to jump out of a plane in free fall. I think that would be, like, so exciting. But I don't know if I'd have the guts to do it.
I couldn't do it. I'm scared when I get out of bed in the morning.
Well, I'm scared of flying, and I'm scared of heights, and I'm scared of dying.
Flying and dying are your two big ones,
pretty much,
they?
Yeah. So that's enough to put me off, sadly. But amazing. You recommend it, though?
Yeah, I organised that on Twitter, by the way. I just tweeted, let's go and do a skydive. 30 people, most of us hadn't met each other, all gathered together and all skydived at the plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we raised 30,000 that day.
Fantastic.
Well, good for you. Well done, Duncan. Very nice.
Did you double it?
Well, we raised 15, I doubled it to 30, yeah.
Good man. That's nice.
That's very nice. Hmm. So I'm going on holiday in a few weeks, and I've managed to save up. No, listen, I've saved up £500 spending money.
Yeah.
Would you like to double that?
No.
Right. It's worth a try, though.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Oh, and what are you doing, Peter? What are you up to?
Well, the last month, I've been spending a lot of time on my Enterprise Academy, helping the kids.
Oh, yes, you're building the Star Trek machine.
And no, it's...
Not that Enterprise.
Well, you want to try and help teach young people about business and...
Right. How long have you done that for now?
Just coming up to 2 years.
Right.
It's good, actually. We need to make more people aware of it so that people can apply and... I mean, how old are you? You're not 18 now, are you?
I'm 24. Am I too old?
Yeah. We want 16 to 19-year-olds.
Oh, that's very ageist.
We're neither 16 nor 19.
It's very ageist.
Yeah.
And is that an alternative to university or college or what is it?
It's a... So we've got a curriculum, Enterprise and Entrepreneurship, teaching the kids. Very good question.
That's a really good question. Have you two rehearsed this?
I do have a website, and I'm going to go and have a look at it.
Do you have any additional information?
Is that a car park?
All right, I'll tell you the website to go on. It's pjea.org,
no,
you have to know.
You can't do that.
Okay, I can't.
I don't know.
But no, it's teaching kids about Enterprise, and it's the UK's only qualification, Dunks. Thanks for asking. Is there anything else I can tell you?
Well, what I don't understand
is... It's a one-year course.
Why are you not allowed to say pgea.org?
I don't know, because they said not to put www at the front.
All right, okay.
Because it's some form of advertising or something.
Oh, right, I see.
So they don't want people to know that. That's what they go on
to register. The conversation is so natural, Dave.
Isn't it?
What do they get when they finish?
They get a certificate in enterprise entrepreneurship, and when they go to jobs, they can say, I've been to the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy.
.org. Stop now.
I'm waiting for the first one to come in Dragon's Den.
Right.
I'm sure this
for example, let's just say, I've got to seesaw this out there.
Sure.
So let's say I went on the Peter Jones
Enterprise. The aforementioned website.
And I got my certificate. And let's say I went for a job and I wanted to be area manager for one of Bannatyne gyms. And I went in there and said, look, I have a certificate. And they would say to me, we have gyms all over the UK with very competitive membership prices. Would that be right?
No, I'd say that you got a certificate,
right.
You've been in a course, why don't you start your own business? Stop bothering me.
Right, okay, fair enough, I will. I'll open a gym across the road that's cheaper and better
equipped.
And I'll call it Gymmer Time.
Yeah.
There you go. Careful now. Don't go dying on me or anything there.
No, I won't. I'll be okay.
All right, okay,
I'll survive. I've got a glass of water, man.
If you die, can I have the villa in France?
With the heated gates.
Yeah. Do you know what? The heated gates will do me. I just have gates.
You should patent that. Heated gates. That's brilliant.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Dave, what are you up to at the moment?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm currently working on a new prod. No, right. Nothing really.
Wow.
Will you come and do a talk, Dave? Talk about your experience working with Chris.
If you want me to, yeah.
Yeah.
Charge him.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there any cash money in it?
No, but you'll get a lot of out of it. You'll meet 16 to 18 year old kids at the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy.
Tell him you'll only do it if you can meet Levi Roots.
I'll get Levi down there.
Will you?
Yeah.
And he's got to walk into the room with his guitar singing.
Can you bring
some
of
those reggae in your life?
Can you bring some free chicken pastas? I'd come and do a talk for you. Seriously.
Because then you can meet Levi Roots for real and then tell me if it's true, the rumour about him that I've heard.
What's that rumour?
And when he goes off stage and he's in the green room.
Right? The green room?
The green room, and he goes, oh, thank goodness for that. I can't believe I've got to go all out of makeup on this wig, on the sofa. And it's Duncan. Duncan is Levi Roots. that's what I've heard.
It's true.
Yeah, see. Beautiful.
Some reggae in your
Chris, I'm really interested. How come you've lost so much weight?
I'm looking after myself. I'm training at Bannatyne Health Clubs. No, I've been looking at. I've cut down on the drink. I've cut a lot of the drink. I've cut out.
How much money do you owe me now?
How much money do I owe you? Yeah. In what?
3 years ago, I came on this program with Peter Jones. He witnessed it,
right?
And I said, you can have free membership to my health clubs.
Yeah,
but every week you don't use it, you give me 25 quid.
We didn't agree on that. We did. On air, we've still got the recording. Allard,
you owe me
was
thousands.
That agreed? I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
Thousands, isn't it, Peter? You remember?
Yes, Duncan.
Oh, don't be scared of him, Peter. He's a pussycat, really. Look at him. If you give him a hug, he melts. Watch this. I know how to work this man. Duncan, I hear what you're saying. Let me just come and see you.
Oh, no, he's coming over to me.
Uh-oh.
He's coming around the table. Oh, my God. I've got to stand up and give him a hug.
Duncan, come on.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh,
let go of him now. Chris, too much. He now looks and feels uncomfortable. Come on.
don't kiss me.
Don't kiss him.
you're hardly fighting me away, is he? Look at him. He's loving a bit of kiss and cuddles.
Bye.
See, there you go. He's walking out.
He's away.
If you had made that
Hey,
deal.
Listen, so Duncan, back to what you were saying about me owing you money. Why don't you and I go for dinner tonight? Just you and me, and we can discuss it.
Okay.
How are you thinking of paying it off?
No, I was hoping he was going to get free tabs.
Oh,
he's busy,
right?
It's £4,000 he'd owe you.
What are you?
£4,000.
Well, you're helping.
No. Oh, good point.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Is that right? So, was it 25 a week?
Hang on, how have we turned this round now to me giving you money after Peter was about to pay me a compliment?
Yeah, £4,000 you owe me, Chris.
Whatever. Back to how good I'm looking, Peter. You were saying what?
You owe me £4,000 now.
Yeah, whatever. But I look good, though, right?
No, you're getting there.
Right, thanks. Brilliant.
Actually, you do look... You've lost a lot of weight. I'm impressed. That's not an easy thing to do.
Peter was only saying that during the news, how much weight you've lost.
You have.
Go on, what's the joke?
There's no joke.
All right.
No. That's what he said.
My goodness, hasn't he lost a lot of weight? Because he used to look like a weeble. And now look at him.
Because he said like a stone and harvest. It's not that much, but he's lost a lot.
Well, you don't know how much, because obviously I'm building muscle, and muscle is heavier than fat, as Duncan will tell you.
Yeah, what you should have done, though, you should have got an assessment on your body fat content before you started, so you should know how much your fat has changed.
Oh, listen, there was no point in having an assessment on body fat. I think it was about 75% body fat.
Mm. Okay, what
it's the same as that, the same as a pork scratching.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you shouldn't just go and weigh yourself.
It's not... Do you know what? It's more measurements.
Measurements,
It's more measuring than weighing, you know.
Yeah.
It's when I get on those I Speak Your Weight machines.
Have you got a girlfriend
and
now?
And as soon as I say, what?
Have you got a girlfriend now?
No.
Oh, why is that?
Because I'm gay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah. Me and Alan have been seeing each other for 6 months.
Oh, very good. Very nice. Yeah. You've done well, though.
We try to keep... You're joking. I think I'm just starting at the bottom of the ladder and working my way up. Well, that sounds wrong, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the best.
So what do you weigh now, Chris?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't know, because it fluctuates. It changes all the time. But I know, measurement-wise, I'm the smallest I've been since I've been training.
Yeah, I've got a question for you, Chris.
Oh, here we go. God.
Kilimanjaro, should I do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, actually, no, should you do it?
Yeah.
Mm.
The guys want me to do it in February.
I think it's...
I think you should do it.
How are you at camping outdoors?
Okay.
Yeah. How are you at walking?
Okay. Yeah.
How are you at a little bit of scrambling? It's not like rock climbs, a little bit of scrambling.
Scrambling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do a bit of that, yeah.
How are you on drinking a lot of ginger tea and drinking a lot of water?
Yeah, I can do that.
Peeing behind a rock?
That's no problem.
Right. Then yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah. You could do it.
Right.
Fair but don't go the quick route.
Do you want to come with us?
No, I'm done it. You're joking. Why would I want to do that again?
Want to come with us?
Peter won't do it.
Who's the oldest that's done it before?
Peter won't get out of traffic to walk 100 yards if he's late for a meeting, for God's sake. You think he's going to go up a mountain?
Can you take 4x4s up there, or do you have to...
No. You can't take 4x4s up there.
So you have to walk it.
Do you know what would be good for you? If Duncan does Kilimanjaro, you could do Snowdon in the summer and get the train.
I'm in.
Mm.
And you can have a cup of tea when you get to the top.
They built a new station.
Look at his face. Look how happy he looks. Look.
Oh, a cup of tea at the top.
And he'll turn up to work on Monday, the next day, with a t-shirt saying, I just did Snowdon.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Or have a helicopter waiting for you at the top of Kilimanjaro, because that'll be an incentive, won't it?
Too high.
Yeah.
You can't get a helicopter up there?
I don't think that's the peak. There's no way to land.
Is it not?
No.
I had a vision of it being quite large. It's not.
It is quite large.
Flat.
But it's not.
I've seen the video of you getting to the top. It looked like there was space.
Not really.
Okay.
It's 20,000 feet high.
That's too high for helicopters, isn't it? 20,000 feet.
No.
Is it not?
You can do 20,000, yeah.
Well, really? You probably could, Mr. Competitive.
Yeah, I could in my helicopter, yeah.
And this helicopter here only goes to 15,000 feet.
Oh, I could get 20. No problem.
Give me the keys, I'll show you what to do.
So you're going to do it, Dunks?
Yeah.
Are you?
With the Pilgrim Bandits.
Yeah. With the Pilgrim Bandits?
Pilgrim Bandits, yeah.
I don't even want to know. But do yourself a favour. Don't go the quick route.
Okay, I won't.
Because you won't acclimatise as well as if you take your time. You should aim to do it in 6 to 7 days.
Right, okay.
Anything quicker than that is you're running the risk of just not being able to acclimatise.
That affects your breathing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. I'll take the long route.
The air thins out, so your breathing gets shorter.
Mm. We should film Series 10 before you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that in the can.
And can you just sign these contracts before you leave as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your gyms, you don't mind them being Jones gyms afterwards?
Jones's gyms.
Yeah. Jones's
and gyms. Also sign over the French villa with the heated gates as well.
Just the heated gates will do. Just I don't like the
just
French.
Just the gates. You don't want the villa.
I don't like the French.
Yeah, I'll send
the heated gates.
Just send the gates back.
Yeah. Do they have French neighbours?
Yeah.
I'm not interested. I'm only joking. It's probably like half a mile away or something. You probably never see them.
No, actually, my neighbours, I've got three neighbours. One's Russian, one's Dutch, and one's German.
Ah. I'll tell you what, I've been a barbecue round at theirs. You can't understand a word anyone's saying. Good Lord, Peter.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to his place in France?
He's never asked.
He's never invited you?
Never invited me.
Peter, you're invited anytime you want. Just come to my place in France.
Ah, mm. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, nice. He's always nice to me when I come on here.
Yeah. Ian Duncan is a nice man, though.
Actually, he is. It's speculation. Everybody thinks that he's a really... tough, horrible.
Yeah.
He's an absolute.
You know what he is? He's the Craig Revel Horwood of Dragon's Den. That's what it is. You know, on television, he comes across as moody, camp. Yeah. But in real life, he's happy in camp.
Yeah.
Did I come across as camp?
Yeah.
You do that.
Do I?
A little shrug of the shoulders.
Do I?
Do I come across as camp? Well, anyway, look. When are we going to go out next, more importantly? When are we all going out for a legendary Chris Moore show, Dragon's Den drinks?
Well, tonight, you drink? Just invite me for dinner tonight. Peter can join.
I can drink tonight. I'm drinking tonight, Thursday night. Thursday is the new weekend.
He's drinking once a week. So.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Last few weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Oh, he's changed completely.
He really has changed.
I really am. If you thought I was boring before, oh my God, I am the world's most boring man.
You've never been boring, but your message last night was, Peter, how are you? I haven't seen you for a long time. Love to go. Oh no, I can't go out because I can't drink.
Well,
but give me a call. We can have a chat.
Well, it wasn't exactly like that.
Well, it was a bit nicer than that. But
well, I like that you heard the message and then obviously didn't bother ringing back.
Yeah, I did. I was at Scott's and I was with other people, so it was an inconvenience to actually call you back at that time.
How did you get home?
A taxi.
In the taxi. You couldn't ring when you were in the taxi. You couldn't send a little message saying, just out for dinner, see you tomorrow.
And you sit in a hotel, why couldn't you do it from your hotel room?
Hey, what's this ganging up on me?
And you're out with Scott Mills.
Yeah, he was out with Scott. He was out with Scott Mills.
So we're going out tonight then, are we?
To talk about the new car wash idea that they've got. Let me just have a look.
Tell you what, if we see Ice Clean appear anywhere, then we want some royalties.
So where are we going tonight, Chris?
Let me have a little look. The last time Peter sent me a text was on the 6th of July. He ignored the one on the 6th of June from me. He ignored the one on the 11th of May. You're a terrible man. You're a bad man. Let's have a look at Duncan's text. Duncan, every time I send him a message, he replies. Every time. And the only time I've ever ignored Duncan was when he said, I will abseil with you. Because he wanted to go abseiling. And I ignored that
one. You wouldn't do that either, would you?
Yeah, of course not. I'm not nuts.
Well, you wouldn't do anything.
Fly me to France, I'll put my hands on your gate.
That sounds wrong.
Yeah, it does sound wrong, doesn't it?
Hey, do you know something?
What? That's a good fact. Thanks.
I've been sending texts to the wrong phone.
Oh, shut up.
I'll prove it.
Let's have a look. I'm not James Corden. This is to James Corden.
No, what does it say?
Now then, Chubbs, how are you getting on?
Chris Moyles.
Right then.
How many texts are there? Come on.
Well, there's a few, but...
And how many replies?
But the last one's the 15th of May.
Well, that's what the problem is.
Yeah. It's July. It's almost August. And actually, yeah, but you've been sending it to the right one as well, because you sent me a message about somebody was in the audience of my TV show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for doing that.
And I said hello. Richard. So it's all fine. And I said hello to Richard.
She
wife.
Said that was a great show as well, you know.
Well, she's right. It is a great show. I hope you're watching it. Friday nights at 10:30 on Channel 4. Yeah. Are you asking me what I've been up to at the moment? Sure, let me tell you. Friday nights at 10:30 on Channel 4. I've been doing a TV show, Duncan. Have you seen it?
What's the show called?
Thank you. What?
What's it called?
Chris Moyles Quiz Night, of course. Or you can log on to the website, which is www.peterjonesandduncanmanatinechrismoylescarwash.com. Thanks. Right, should we do some very quick questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know. What are you doing for the rest of the day, by the way? Do you have meetings and serious business?
I've got a 10:30, I think, so I've got plenty of time.
Okay. Yeah. I've got half a living.
You've got all day, haven't you?
Yeah, all day, yeah.
And then what are you doing tonight? What time are you finishing work tonight?
About 8 o'clock. What time? Are we out tonight?
Could go out tonight if you want.
Yeah.
It had to be early.
Yeah.
What time's your due?
Due's probably about... I've probably got to go to the due about 8:30.
Right, so you can go out of 7-ish, then.
I'm going at 5:30.
Oh, 5:30. Oh, that is early.
Listen, if I'm only allowed one night a week to drink, I start early, right. my friend.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, why don't we pencil in a meeting about the car wash idea, the car wash ice cream parlour, for 5:36?
Because then we can put all the drinks through expenses.
Oh, what, because it's still in office hours?
Legitimate business.
What, up until 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Very nice.
Go out at 4.
5:36, that's pretty precise, isn't it?
No, between 5:30 or 6.
Oh, okay. Jeez. What, just for an hour with you?
That's half an hour.
That's
however,
all we get.
However long you can last, Peter.
5:36 is half an hour, Peter.
Which, from what Mr. Jones has told me, is only a few minutes. Now, Duncan, are you the richest Scotsman, says Kevin in Somerset?
No.
Okay. Have either of you ever thought about buying into an F1 team, says Adrian the Trucker?
No.
No.
Okay. Can you ask Duncan, which will be the best spa weekend for my anniversary in November? I live in Hampshire, says Angie.
Charlton House.
No, the best spa weekend.
Charlton House, Charlton House hotel.
Right.
Absolutely fantastic. Manatee's Charlton House hotel.
Yeah, he can't guarantee that all the rooms are nice because he's not seen all of them. But, and he might come up to your room at 11 o'clock.
Mm. No, that was in the Hastings Hotel.
Yeah. Right.
I've just recommended the Charlton House hotel, Manatee's Charlton House, Somerset.
Where is Charlton House Hotel?
Don't start. Check the website, Google it. Here's a question for Duncan. Duncan, does it matter if I liberated some slippers from one of your spas, says Si from Worcester on the way to a first aid course?
That's okay, as long as you paid for your spa day, that's okay.
Right, okay.
You'll need a first aid course when he catches up.
How many suits do Duncan and Peter have, and how often do they update them, says Dan, driving up the M6. How many suits have we got, Peter?
About 20.
20?
Yeah.
Wow, Duncan.
Yeah, people keep phoning us now and saying, I want you to have a suit free, and you go to them, and they measure you, and they give you a suit free. It happens all the time. Constantly.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times that Alan comes in wearing a new suit and I go, what happened? He went, someone just gave me a suit. If Here's a great question from Mel. If you two had enough money, would you, both of you, join in together and build a proper Batman suit?
No.
Right. Do you know what? Duncan doesn't like spending any money, does he? Pete, I think Peter's thinking about it.
He is, yeah.
Oh, I am. I don't know. What, wearing the Batman suit?
Yeah. Or in, like, an Iron Man suit.
Iron Man.
I'd quite like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
You, Duncan, you'd love that.
An Iron Man suit.
Well, yeah, and wear it around London.
Yeah, at night. Why?
Why? Superhero stuff.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive item that you have bought, says Laura in Essex?
Most what?
The most expensive item that you've bought.
What, apart from a house?
Apart from a house?
Oh, you can say a house if you want.
My villa in France.
Yeah. Yeah.
Must have been a while, but...
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Mm.
Surely those heated gates must... They can't be cheap.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, actually, Chatmouse Hotel cost me 10
million. Right, okay, all right. How much did it cost you?
That was 4 million.
4 million?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God, you should have got two. And Stefan in Cardiff says, who's on your allowed list, Peter?
My allowed?
Yeah, who's on your allowed list?
Help, what does that mean?
You know an allowed list, right?
No.
So you're sitting watching the telly with the missus, and she goes, oh, I do like that Adrian Charles. He'd be on... Can I put him on my allowed list? And you go, oh, yes. What, you know the allowed list.
Duncan, help me here. Do you know what it is?
You
don't know what it is.
So you have a list of women that you fancy.
Yes, and women that you're allowed to fancy.
Tara's a list of men that she fancies.
And you approve each other's lists.
So you approve that you can fancy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you verify...
You're allowed. It's fine, you're allowed.
You verify your wife's allowed list, and she too verifies yours.
So, for example, on her list would be George Clooney, Brad Pitt...
Tyrone from Curry.
Me.
Yeah.
You know, that David kind Beckham. Of thing. Yeah, David Beckham.
He's always at the top.
Me.
Yeah.
Actually, you're on Tara's list anyway. So you are.
I know, and she's a fine-looking woman.
Yeah.
Very fine-looking woman. And you're away a lot.
We haven't had the allowed list, but... No, we haven't. Have you got an allowed list, Duncan?
No, I'm not allowed.
Who's on... Oh, no,
you've got a not-allowed list. All the people you're not allowed to fancy.
He's got a I-don't-blooming-well-think-so list.
No, I've not got an allowed
Peter's
list.
Peter's got a look-away-Peter list. Well, anyway, look, the new series of Dragon's Den starts on Sunday night, 9 o'clock, BBC Two, featuring the brilliant businessman that is Duncan Bannatyne, and also, once again, he's brought his friend, his nephew, Peter Jones, along to sit at the end. So they're both on opposite ends now, these two.
That's right, yep.
The bookends.
Very nice. The amount of money that's gone into hair dye, those two chairs alone, ladies and gentlemen, is keeping the hairdressing industry going. Oh dear, that went down like a fart in a crowded lift, didn't it?
Duncan, what is on the show this Sunday?
What is on the show this Sunday? A lot of excitement, a lot of itchy feet.
Can you not give anything more away?
I'm trying to think what they were. I just remember watching her, Hillary, having a go.
That's the new woman.
Yeah, twice years ago. She goes for it. You know?
Now, does she have a go at any of the other dragons? Or does anybody have a go at her? Or are they easing her in gently?
I think so in the first episode.
Right, okay, that's good.
I think she warms up for a couple of weeks.
That's good. Does Peter and Theo trying to go in and undercut any of the other dragons? Do you know they like to do that little trick?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you say, no, thanks, I'm not interested, I'm out at any point?
Yeah. There's one where we all compete.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
Including you?
Yep.
Never?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
No, I don't.
I've never had some shrubbish in my life, I'm out.
Some sun things on the roof that reflect the sun. Power, what do you call them?
Yeah. And what happened?
Well, obviously, you don't win that, Peter.
I can't tell you the result. I can't tell you the result.
You'll find out Sunday night at 9 on BBC Two for the big show.
I've never had such rubbish in my life. Yeah. I'm out.
All right, thank you, Duncan. Thanks very much. And I'll see you tonight for that meeting, yeah?
So half-hour meeting, 5:30 to 6.
Well, whatever you want, but then it's cars, car wash and ice cream. Mm. Yeah. And you could give ice skating lessons or something in the corner.
Absolutely.
If they're having a full valet.
Yeah.
Always thinking. Thank you, Duncan. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Chris.
Come on, give us a big smile, you crazy cats. Dragon's Den, Sunday night, 9 o'clock, BBC Two. Thank you very much.